We mark this year's Jewish holiday of Passover with an extraordinary rabbi. He's 97 years old and now lives in San Francisco, but he hasn't always lived there. He grew up in Germany. In fact, he is the last living rabbi who led German Jewish communities during the Nazi Holocaust. Reporter Lonnie Shavelson takes us to a special family Seder in Northern California.
Baruch Shomea Avtacho Yisrael.
Rabbi Leo Tripp's voice is strong and clear, his memory even more so. Last Monday, on the first day of the Passover holiday, he joined his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in San Rafael, California, around an elegantly set Passover table.
God's promise of redemption in the ancient days sustain us even now.
In every generation and every age.
This is the 74th year Rabbi Tripp has conducted a Passover ceremony, which commemorates the enslavement of Jews in ancient Egypt. Tripp's first Passover as a rabbi was in 1936. He was 23, newly ordained, and living in Oldenburg, in Nazi-controlled Germany.
And what we all had to suffer. Jews sent away to concentration camps, Jews dying. It was a very rewarding rabbinate because the Jews needed me.
That sense of finding something to appreciate, even in the most devastatingly bleak circumstances imaginable, defines Rabbi Tripp's core.
I have to feel, for instance, that my mother went to her death, concentration camp, knowing that she did something for God.
Rabbi Tripp also traces his most intense experience of God to the concentration camp.
We were called out at 4 o'clock in the morning. The head of the camp, he said, "You are the dregs of humanity. I don't see why you should live." The machine guns on the towers around the camp were all directed toward us. And the only thing that came to me is, "Dear God, if you want me to die for you at this moment, I'm ready. I'm ready." And then, in the strangest of ways, God was with me. I know God was there, in the concentration camp with me. And it was the worst place for it. That's why it was the best.
At the Passover Seder, Rabbi Tripp tells the next three generations of his family how his experience with the Nazis connects him to the Jews enslaved in Egypt. But the rabbi doesn't see either of those two disasters for the Jews as past history. Rather, he says, they are omens of the future. The Passover readings say that in every generation, people have tried to annihilate the Jews.
It's happened over and over and over and over again. And you better not only be prepared, but have the inner strength to endure it, and we shall fight against it.
Because, says the rabbi, every Holocaust has been followed by an ever-deepening freedom.
And freedom is the most significant element in Jewish life.
The rabbi breaks the matzah, the unleavened bread that symbolizes the Jewish exodus from Egypt.
Hashatu hacha. This year, we are here. L'shana haba be'eretz Yisrael. Next year, we'll be in the land of Israel. Hoshado avdin. This year, there are many people who are enslaved and impoverished. Next year, may all human beings be free. L'shana haba.
For the world, I'm Lonnie Shavelson in San Rafael, California.
Lonnie also produced a video that takes you inside that family Seder. You can check that out at theworld.org.